Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. The Outlaw here. It is Friday, July 24th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on July 23rd, Polk County Sheriff's Office computer crimes detectives arrested 36-year-old Stephen Lacey Devane of Fort Meade, charging him with three counts, using a child to engage in inappropriate acts, a second-degree felony, and 70 counts of possession of child pornography enhanced, also a second-degree felony. The charges are enhanced because the images or videos met the 2 to 12 years of age threshold of the incriminating material per Florida State Statute 755.0847. The Department of Children and Families was notified. Devane has been booked into the Polk County Jail and is being held on no bond until his first appearance hearing, which is scheduled for today. Devane's criminal history includes three felonies and 11 misdemeanors. A Highlands County mother is facing charges after her 5-year-old son was found dead in a lake Friday morning. The Highlands County Sheriff's Office said Chance Peterkin and his mother, Valletta Moransit, 29, were reported missing around 6 p.m. Thursday night after they left their home on Purcell Street in Avon Park that morning. Crews searched for several hours and found Peterkin's body in the waters of Lake Lelia shortly after midnight. The lake is close to U.S. Highway 27, which runs through town. Sheriff Paul Blackman, who had been on a boat searching for several hours, located Chance in the water around 12:20 a.m., ending an extensive search of the area in and around the lake, the agency posted on Facebook. His mother was found earlier in the evening. Moransit was located shortly before 8 p.m. on the campus of South Florida State College, but was uncooperative with the investigation. Deputies located some of her clothing near the water, which focused the search area on the eastern side of the lake, the Post also said. She was arrested on charges of homicide and child neglect. Jail records show she has no bond. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in locating Valerie Torres, who was last seen in Wauchula on July 19th. She is 15 years old. If you know of any information regarding her current whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Once again, 863-773-4144. They will update when they have more information on her location. In DeSoto County, a father and son were arrested approximately 3 months ago. A victim found their home had been burglarized near Southwest County Road 769. Deputy Ulrich collected several pieces of key evidence during the initial report. After the evidence was analyzed, DNA and fingerprints from the scene were matched to Raymond Ashley Coleman Jr. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigative Division was assigned the case for further investigation. Detective Samuel Buck and Captain Kim Sandoval spoke to Raymond, who made several admissions to the crimes. A warrant was issued for Raymond Jr. and was arrested last Saturday. Approximately 2 months ago, DeSoto County Sheriff's Office Deputy Naruvi Nunez responded to an incident where a 13-year-old juvenile female was communicating with someone on Snapchat. She later discovered she was talking to Raymond Ashley Coleman III. Raymond III is a sexual predator and is not allowed to have Snapchat or any internet access. Detective Nicholas Tribble completed his investigation and revealed that Raymond III not only created a Snapchat during the month of April 2020, but created an email for it and had two unreported phone numbers. Raymond III made admissions to Detective Nicholas Denise and Captain Kim Sandoval during interview, and a warrant was later issued for Raymond III. Today, Raymond III was arrested on that warrant. Raymond Jr. is facing charges of burglary of an unoccupied structure and theft of a person over 65 years of age. Raymond III will face sexual predator failure to register on two counts of internet identifiers or email addresses and two counts on phone numbers, as well as a violation of conditional release. DeSoto County Sheriff's Office asks that parents always be cautious with who their children are talking to online. Your local events, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC, will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You're invited to join the show by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282. 1021 theoutlaw at gmail.com or Timothy Staton Safety, Staton S-T-A-T-O-N, safety at gmail.com. Your Hardy County jobs, Aldi and Sebring is looking for a seasonal store associate. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED and prior work experience in a retail environment. Pacer Group is looking for a wire cutter. You must have a GED or high school diploma and 1 year of work experience. Experience with simple machinery is preferred. First Southern Bank is looking for a teller. You must have 1 year of experience in customer service, cash handling, and teller service. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County residents are still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly help us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your sports news, plus the business news and the weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Let's go ahead and go over to our weather and forecast report. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index 95. Wind southeast at 16.1 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.12 inches of mercury. Your forecast for Hardy County, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:48 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then partly cloudy in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Saturday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your weather report and forecast. Let's go on to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Well, baseball, such as it is back. The Yankees open the season with a rain-shortened win over the Nationals.
Gerrit Cole allowed one run on one hit over five innings and outpitched Max Scherzer as the Yankees beat the Nationals 4-1 in a rain-shortened game to start the 2020 season. Giancarlo Stanton hit a long two-run homer off Scherzer in the first inning and later drove in a run with a single. Gleyber Torres drove in the other Yankee run. Cole was making his first start for the Yankees after signing a $324 million deal in the offseason.
No one could have envisioned the type of year that we're having this year, so... But within those parameters, it exceeded every mark.
Scherzer gave up four runs and six hits over five and a third innings before the game was eventually called. Adam Eaton homered for the Nationals. Craig Heist, Washington.
One other game, Dodgers over the Giants, 8-1. This is SRN Sports. Other baseball news, the league and the players' union have agreed to expand the playoffs from 10 teams to 16 for this pandemic-delayed season. According to MLB, each of the 16 teams will participate in a best-of-three first round before heading into a best-of-five division series. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the AP the MLB agreed to guarantee a postseason pool that would be $50 million if the entire postseason is played. The Cubs have placed left-hander Jose Quintana on the 10-day injury list because of a thumb injury suffered before the start of summer camp. NFL news, the Cowboys and rookie receiver CeeDee Lamb have agreed to a four-year, $14 million contract with $7.8 million guaranteed. Lamb joins a young receiving core led by 26-year-old Amari Cooper and third-year player Michael Gallup, who is coming off his first 1,000-yard season. The Oklahoma product, the third receiver taken. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And with that, we'll go on to our business news and the stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bernie Bennett. The operator Van Taylor and Lane Bryant has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the latest retailer to do so during the pandemic.
Ascena Retail Group, which operates nearly 3,000 stores, mostly at malls, has been dragged down by debt and weak sales for years. It joins other retailers that have filed for bankruptcy in recent weeks, including Brooks Brothers, Neiman Marcus, JCPenney, and J. Crew. These retailers were already struggling with poor sales, but the forced closure of stores in March to reduce the spread of the coronavirus put them further in peril.
That's Keith Peters reporting. The coronavirus sapped $2.8 billion in revenue from AT&T in its most recent quarter, mostly in its Warner Media TV and film division. Slumping stocks across Wall Street sent the S&P 500 to its worst loss in nearly 4 weeks on Thursday, down 40 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 354 points to 26,652. The NASDAQ fell 245. With SRN Business, I'm Bernie Bennett.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day, laughing at our mistakes can lengthen our own life. Laughing at someone else's can shorten it. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your afternoon and a great weekend. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.